So we know that American credit cards have not been keeping up with card technology that we see in some other countries, where they have these cards that use a microchip that generates a unique security code every time the card is used. The idea there is that this would prevent criminals from reusing data after it's stolen. Can you tell us a little bit about this technology?
Yeah, it's really a neat technology. It's actually been used in Europe for years. It's called EMV, or it's called chip and PIN. And this technology has been adopted slowly by some cards here in the U.S. Basically, it provides an extra layer of protection and just a lot more secure. It does require you enter a PIN number, which we're all familiar with doing it. We've just gotten really lax as U.S. consumers. We're all about convenience, and that's great. But the more convenient or more convenience you have, the more vulnerable you are to fraud. And so one of the things that I've personally done, it's a very simple solution, is when I call my credit card company, I've had them enter a password on my account. Visa has a program that's been out for years called Verified by Visa. It provides basically a PIN number that you have to enter if you use your Visa card to make a purchase online. But it hasn't been popular. Not many consumers have used it. But with all these huge breaches that have happened recently, you're going to see a real strong push toward this EMV technology. And so we as consumers need to be talking to our banks, asking for new card numbers, but also asking, hey, I've heard about this EMV chip and PIN system. When are you going to offer it? We need to add some pressure as consumers to have this done too, to protect ourselves.
All right. Well, so here in Arkansas, Arvest Bank is now saying that it will start offering the more secure EMV credit cards to some of its commercial customers. And then Walmart has started rolling out new EMV card readers. What does all this mean in terms of expense for retailers and expense for credit card companies?
Yeah, the banks I mentioned are just replacing the cost alone. Consumer Bankers Association announced that about $153 million to replace 15.3 million debit and credit card numbers. That's about 10 bucks a card if you do the math on that. I mean, think about it. Every time that businesses get hit, banks get hit, it's a huge cost. Who ends up suffering? As a consumer advocate for many years, believe me, we end up coughing up the bill on this end of the day in terms of higher prices. But it's ultimately not just a bank problem because we're going to end up paying for it one way or the other.
And so overall, do you think it's an exciting time for payment technology and that there are some innovations on the horizon?
Yeah, I think you look at the silver lining here. It's easy to see all the negativity out there, and it does. When it starts affecting consumers' pocketbooks personally or a family member, then consumers oftentimes start caring. And that makes sense. The EMV has mainly only been known to people who like to travel to Europe that have had problems using their cards. But now this news has brought it to the forefront of the masses. And so it's going to be an exciting time in terms of innovation. And you're already seeing mobile payment technology where you can just pay by your phone. Credit cards, end of the day, this has been predicted and we're moving towards it. As we know it, are going to become obsolete. And so I think you're going to see more mobile things where you can make payments. Google Wallet's already there. Google announced a new prepaid card recently. Another interesting thing I'll mention is that, again, we've had technology out for years. We've had virtual credit card numbers, one-time use credit card numbers that you could use online primarily. And so it would generate you a credit card number, and it was very secure. Amex introduced this years ago. American Express, Discover's had it, and other big issuers of cards have had it, and they're still out there. But Amex it's been 2 or 3 years ago, dropped the whole program due to lack of popularity, and it was a free program. So it's not necessarily a blight on our lack of technology here in the U.S. It's more complicated than that, and hopefully this target scare will help provide the motivation to actually adopt some of this technology, and it become accepted on a wide scale.
All right. Well, Curtis Arnold, thanks for your time.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Curtis Arnold of Little Rock. He's a credit card industry analyst and consumer advocate and founder of CardRatings.com. I'm Karen Trigo-Stewart, KUAR News.